Title: Release of Telehealth Video Series and Readiness Assessment. Content: On April 27, Shepard Mullen and Citrin Cooperman released a white paper entitled Telehealth Development, Addressing the Current Need, While Strategically Positioned for the Future, Addressing How Federal and State Regulators Are Promoting the Expansion of Telehealth. Healthcare organizations, of all types and sizes, are working to respond to the rapidly changing regulatory environment. While there is uncertainty as to what extent these regulatory changes will remain in effect following the public health emergency period, it will be critical for all healthcare organizations to establish a strong foundation for a more permanent telehealth strategy after the crisis is over. Over the next few weeks, Shepard Mullen and Citrin Cooperman will be releasing a series of recordings to assist healthcare organizations in working through the different components of the telehealth maturity model. We released the first recorded session today, titled, Developing an Adaptable Telehealth Strategy. During this recording, Shepard Mullen and Citrin Cooperman representatives, 1. Provide an overview of the telehealth maturity model, 2. Introduce the telehealth strategy component of the telehealth maturity model, and 3. Introduce the telehealth readiness assessment. To assist healthcare organizations in understanding their current telehealth capabilities, we have developed an online telehealth readiness assessment built around the key components of the telehealth maturity model. Healthcare organizations that complete the assessment will be provided a complimentary 1-to-2-page report identifying potential focus areas in developing a sustainable telehealth model for the future. Stay tuned for additional recordings, publications, and information. Check out Shepard Mullen's Coronavirus Insights portal, which now aggregates the firm's various COVID-19 blog posts on a broad range of topics. Click here to subscribe. This post, accompanying video, and the telehealth assessment are provided for information purposes only and do not constitute legal advice or form the basis of an attorney-client relationship. Participation in the telehealth assessment is subject to the terms and conditions set out on the description page of the assessment. Categories: Coronavirus, Telehealth. As seen in Healthcare Law Blog.